I find myself in the all or none camp. I was just commenting there on the MSN report that some Democrats are considering a horse trade. Joe and Hunter Biden's testimony for that of John Bolton. But I'm in the category of either you go only with what the House sent over, which is probably the right way to go, because it's their job to put the case together. If the case isn't there, you don't get to continue to dig and dredge and look for more. But if there are going to be witnesses, if we get to that point, if Susan Collins and others break and say we want witnesses, then it's got to be all or none. All the witnesses, including Adam Schiff and his staff, the whistleblower, the Bidens. If they want witnesses, have them all. Have them all. That's my take on it. Jenny Beth Martin here, Tea Party Patriots Honorary Chair. Jenny Beth, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you're on the opinion of no witnesses, I understand. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I think that it would be better to have no witnesses, go through the evidence of the House presented, and then make a decision on whether you need to impeach the president with the same set of facts that the House, or to remove the president from office, or to acquit him, rather. Those are the choices really before us. With the same set of facts that the House used to impeach him on the Democrats used. The fact is, the House Democrats could have called all of these witnesses, and they chose not to do so.
They didn't even subpoena John Bolton as an example. John Bolton was never subpoenaed by the House, and therefore, it's hard for me to take seriously the House saying, well, we need to hear from John Bolton and these others. You never even requested the chance to talk to these people. You said, we have to get this done. It's imperative. The country's going to fall apart at the seams, and the Republic is burning. Of course, they always call it a democracy, which is a bit irritating, but it is a republic, and they don't understand that either. But the fact of the matter is, they had the chance to call these witnesses, or at least to subpoena these folks. They did not, and that's on them.
It is on them, and they could have done it. And very, very likely, the president would have exerted executive privilege, and we then would have had to go to court to figure out if executive privilege holds up in this case or not. Okay, that is the proper thing to do when you have two different.
But the problem here, Jenny Beth,
of government.
The problem is exerting executive privilege and saying let's go to court to sort it out. The Democrats consider that to be an impeachable offense. If you ask the courts to weigh in and don't just roll over for the subpoena, whatever it may be, or demands to talk to different people, or demands for documents. And the White House says, we want to go to court and decide whether or not we have to give you that. Then they impeach him for obstruction of Congress. You know, if he vetoes a bill that comes to his desk, that comes through with the support of the majority of Democrats, and vetoes it, is that now obstruction of Congress? Based on these weird guidelines, it just might be. Your thought?
Yes, I think that it's a reasonable next step. It's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it's also a reasonable next step. If you don't give the House majority what they want, then they can impeach you. That's what the message that they're sending. If you don't do exactly what they want, they're going to impeach you. And that is just simply not how it is supposed to work when we have three equal branches of government. And
we've already seen some weakness, though. We've seen Susan Collins break with the Republicans with one vote last night or early this morning and side with the Democrats on one possible article or additional amendment. So Susan Collins is clearly the weakest link here for the Republicans. She's in a dogfight of a battle in Maine for her seat. She knows that, so she has to remain vigilant to keep that seat. And I wonder if others, I mean, Mitt Romney has no need to break. He was just elected from Utah. Utah's going to vote for Donald Trump, period. That's the way that is. He is in no jeopardy there. Murkowski's in no jeopardy. She's not up for re-election. And you wonder if four Republicans will really break. And then you have to look at Doug Jones and others from the Democrat side. Will they go with the Republicans? Doug Jones in a dogfight to keep his seat in bright red Alabama. I'm curious to see what happens here in a couple of days, but Mitch McConnell has already changed the rules, saying, okay, we can take 3 days for each side to present their opening arguments, which will be interminably long. I'll have a headache by the time we're through the first hour. So he's already shown an ability to fold a little bit, has Mitch McConnell. Is it a crack? Is it a concern to you or not?
At the moment, it's not a concern to me. We will see as it continues forward. If we wind up with witnesses, then we wind up with witnesses. At the end of the day, here's what I'm much more concerned about. I am not concerned about focusing on each individual amendment and vote and in dealing with each individual witness. What I'm far more concerned about is that at the end of the day, they vote to acquit and fully exonerate the president. The president is going to have a fair process in the Senate, unlike what happened in the House. And no matter what they do, they're still not going to change the basic facts. We've seen the transcript of the call or the call summary. Both Presidents Zelensky and President Trump said there was no pressure on that call. The supposed requirement for an announcement of an investigation into the Bidens never happened. The Ukrainians never did that. And yet the aid, the funds, the money still flowed from the United States to Ukraine. Those basic facts are not going to change. And the president needs to be acquitted. He did not do anything wrong. There was no criminal offense. And we know that because all we have to do is read the articles of impeachment. They're very, very weak.
They are very weak. Jenny Beth Martin here, Tea Party Patriots Honorary Chair. On another note, Hillary Clinton back in the headlines for trash-talking Bernie Sanders. Seems like an odd thing to be doing 3 years after the election, but said nobody likes him, nobody wants to work with him, he's never gotten anything done. Once again, I see my tea leaves being spread out here, and I see Hillary Clinton in the future here. I don't think she's done yet. What do you think? Do you think this woman's going to run again?
I don't know. I think that it may be something that she considers. It's hard for me to know that one way or the other. What I think, though, is that if she were to run, especially if she were to somehow get in the race this year still, she would lose again. She still would not become president. And when she says things like that, that people don't like Bernie Sanders, well, the same could be said about her. I don't understand how she thinks that's helpful to the Democrat primary.
I agree with that. Jenny Beth Martin, the Tea Party Patriots Honorary Chair. Great having you here as always, Jenny Beth. Thank you so much. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Jenny Beth Martin here on a Wednesday as we sort out what's going on. You know, I come back to it's either all or nothing when it comes to the witnesses. You can't cherry pick, well, we want this one and we don't want that one. It's all or none. I bring them all. And that includes Chairmura, the alleged whistleblower. It includes Adam Schiff's staff. It includes all of the people that Devin Nunes will say, this one and this one and this one. Because Devin Nunes may not be on that defense team, but he knows where the bodies are buried. He's gone through this quite well. He's done great research. He's had hearings when he was still, you know, the chair of his committee, and now we're going to find out. I don't know what happens with witnesses. We'll find out. But this process will take days. If you bring witnesses, we could be at this for 8 or 10 weeks. 8 or 10 weeks. I mean, how bored will America be by then? When you get down and you'll be 6 months from a general election. It's the Steve Grimmer Show on a Wednesday. Back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behaviour through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.